I'm David Darcy for Adobe Airstream Radio, speaking to you from the New York Film Festival. The Skin I Live In is the latest from Pedro Almodovar. It's filmed in a pure classical style. It's become the look we expect from Almodovar, who's now in his 50s. It's part Pygmalion, part Frankenstein, with sexual peculiarities and plenty of dark laughs. The plot makes you think of a snake that's tied itself in knots before biting its own tail. It's put off critics who expect something more conventional. A beautiful woman in a skin-tight suit is confined in a large room where she's observed by a maid who feeds her. It turns out that the house is owned by a plastic surgeon, played by Antonio Banderas. He's a renegade aesthete who has everything but a conscience. By everything, I mean almost everything. The doctor has paintings of nudes by Titian in his house. Remember that Titian was one of the world's great painters of human flesh. Before long, we see that Banderas is experimenting with gender transformation and with blending genetic material from multiple species. Dr. Frankenstein, I presume. The story rewinds to show how the woman in the suit ended up a prisoner and how the maid became her prison guard. The doctor's daughter was raped, we learn, by a teenage boy. The intrigue spun by Almodovar is triggered by a plastic surgeon's revenge. Revenge is best, they might say here, as a dish stitched cold. Let's say that the doctor's revenge can only be reversed by a more skilled plastic surgeon, and there isn't one in this movie. But there is a moral core to The Skin I Live In that heads for the same kind of purity as the film's aesthetic. Banderas is a magnificent villain. Is there something we don't know about Melanie Griffith's plastic surgeon? We haven't seen a role like this one since Jeremy Irons played twin gynecologists in David Cronenberg's Dead Ringers, and Banderas has a sensuality missing in the Cronenberg film that you might expect from a Southern European and from an Almodovar character. The conventional wisdom is that Almodovar is a deliberate filmmaker, which is true. The details seem as carefully composed here as the allusions to Hitchcock and to the tradition of the horror genre. At the press conference in New York, Almodovar lapsed into Spanish and said the word in his language for gender and genre is the same. He never seems to run out of material there. I'm David Darcy for Adobe Airstream Radio at the New York Film Festival.